This great early folk rock song.
Singers and guitarists and songwriters in Scottish, modern Scottish folk music. Anyway, it's a story song. Like in the movies, American movies, often the plots of the musicals would be boy meets girl, boy loses girl, boy gets girl. But in this song, it's a little bit more like real life, in that it's more like boy meets girl, boy loses girl, boy stays lost. Well, how she does. Singer, and somewhere along the line she got off track and became a psychologist. But And in that time period, I had met her, and I heard that she'd become gotten her doctorate in psychology. And I said, Lucy, I'm afraid you're damned to be a singer. And fortunately for us all, it proved to be true. And she got back on track and is now where she should be. Please welcome her. Lucy Kim.
We have known each other for years, and we've all been on the same record label for years, and we've all been part of the folk scene, but we'd actually never all been in the same room at the same time, much less sung together. And although Eliza has sung a lot with John, I've sung a lot with John, and I've sung a lot with Eliza. So what happened was Eliza emailed me and said, you want to do some gigs with me and John? And I thought, wow, that would be really fun. And I mentioned it to my husband, and he said, why don't you guys make a CD? And I thought, that's a really good idea. So I emailed John and Eliza and said, you guys want to make a CD together? And they both said, sure. And that's what happened. And we actually had no idea we would sound good together, and luckily we did. So we should also, in addition to each other's songs and a cover, we should one of our own. In my case, I did kind of
supper. We get together.
We're all about the eating.
Have something to sing your song. They end up calling us something else. So, but we didn't approve that.
All right. So anyway, this is an old song of mine.
No whispers, no worries. Thank you.
I decided to do this next, this one next. This is an Eliza song. We are all on Red House Records, and somebody asked where our name came from. We all record for Red House Records, and it's my idea to call us Red Horse. I thought, well, a red house, a house stays in one place, so that's fine. But a horse can run. A red horse can fly. So that's where we are. The Naftolian base.
Bean power.
It's got a horse in it. It's not a red horse, but you know. It's possibly a red horse, but implied, not overtly stated. Okay. I will stop talking now, and you will enjoy that.
Yeah,
hope you like the song, too. And then we'll have a cessation of speech.
There
hard. This is actually a song that I have some harmony with John on, for years and years. It's from John's beautiful album, Between 5 and 7.
It's my sixth record.
Actually, the way I started singing this, really, aside from singing harmony on it, was one night somebody asked for it in my show, and I immediately said, I don't know it. And then a couple songs later, I thought, you know what? Maybe I do. And then I tried it, because I'll try anything. And I did. I knew it. So I've been singing it ever since. And this is a great song. I've always loved the song. It's the first time I heard it. And maybe Johnny can tell us something about what it's about.
Okay. Now she knows it actually better than I do. But that's not singing. But I would like to say something about this song. Somebody said it better than I did. They introduced it as a song. They called it a song about John's friends who had made some unfortunate choices.
A blue job.
Oh,
Steve often stays at our house in Austin, and which is really nice for us. I don't know how it is for him. He's stuck in the studio, and it's a garage, but he never complains, so he's a good house guest. But he also brings his guitar. He's the house guest will actually bring his guitar out when he's at your house, and that's a kind of rare thing. Nobody does that anymore. It's like a busman's holiday. But John, when we had decided we were going to do this record together, we were sitting around the kitchen table, and John, we had talked about doing stuff that was sort of buried on older records, that stuff that we had evolved for us, and that we really wanted to have another crack at the sunlight again. And so John just happened to pull this song out, and as soon as I heard it, I knew this was the one I wanted to record. It's called If I Could Forget to Breathe. I love this song because it's this classic John Borges song. It starts out, you don't know where the heck it's going. And then it just leads you around this pathway, and then at the very end, it whoops you upside the head with a killer punchline. So, let's do it.
Thank you.
Maybe I should probably tell you. Well, I was in Covington, Kentucky. And I was getting ready to do a show at this called the Southgate House, and Covington was across the river from Cincinnati, and it's where people from Cincinnati would go if they wanted to do illegal things. They would have to provide them in the Covington, and they would have those illegal activities, you know, at the hands of unlicensed professionals. Those activities took place at this place that I played called the Southgate House. Not when I was there, more in the past. Anyway, I was wandering around before the show, and I thought, man, if these walls could talk. So I wrote this song, and it's called If These Walls Could Talk. We're going to take a break after this. Then we'll be back and we'll do all different songs. No repeats at all.
I want to plug that Eliza has a brand new CD. It came out 3 weeks ago. It's beautiful. We both sang on it. Well, Roses at the End of Time, you should all buy it. That's a shameless pitch there. I appreciate that, you guys.
Thank you.
Well, we're going to get started in a moment here. Eliza's going to do a song from her own personal songbook, her own song she wrote by herself.
Well said.
That's why they had me be the MC, because I have to smooth this out later.
Yeah.
I'm afraid of the Porky Pig school of elocution.
Well,
where did this song come from? I'd sung it before. I really liked singing it, and I thought this would be one song I wouldn't mind singing for the rest of my life, but I didn't know where it came from. And she explained.
So I was in another trio, called, the first one was 5x5 with Barbara and we were asked to write a song for a movie project, and the guy actually wanted us to write a song together, the three of us, which was just never going to happen. So I took a stab at it myself, and it was supposed to be for a particular scene, and the idea was along the lines of the Olivia Newton-John song, Hopelessly Devoted to You, as if Joni Mitchell was singing it, my husband and I wrote this, and then, of course, the movie project got killed, and the movie never came out, but we got a song out of it.
Lucy explained that Eliza said, and in fact, one of the names we were considering for the group was Olivia, Newt, and John. Everyone wanted to be Newt.
John is the only obvious Newt.
Like the waves.
I was going to do that. So I don't mind singing that at all. It's fun.
Sing it better than I do.
No.
I'm starting to cough.
I sing it different. I sing it lower.
Oh, I might need someone to come tighten this.
Oh,
this is sinking.
I can do that. I can help.
Yeah?
I'm trying to learn some drop skills.
Desolation's fire, fear's dark thunder, thou art with me. Through the sea of desires, drag me under, thou art with me. No one.
two therapists telling me two really good things. One of them said, you know, in therapy we learn that we seek out in our mate what we're lacking within ourselves sometimes. We do that. So why don't you just become a better guitar player?
Sand and Eliza sings Joker Man, and this is what I sing, Just Like a Woman. But I don't sing it in a high voice ring. This has never done it on the piano, I don't think, before, so I'd like to give it a go now. Bye.
Nobody feels any pain tonight as I stand in the sideway. Everybody knows baby's got new clothes, but lately I see the ribbons and the bows are falling from her curls. Yes, she does, and she makes love just like. Yes, she does, and she makes just like. But she breaks just like a little girl. We married, she's my friend. Yes, I believe I'll go see her again. Nobody has to guess, baby can't be blessed. She sees finally, she's like all the rest. With her flaws, her amphetamines, and her pearls, she takes. Yes, she does, and she makes love just like. Yes, she does, and she makes just like. But she breaks just like a little girl. From the first, and I was dying of every thirst, so I came in here. And a long time curse hurts, but what's worse is this pain in here. I can't stay in here, ain't clear that I just can't. Yes, I believe it's time for us to quit. And when we meet again, introduce us friends. Please don't let on that you knew me when I was hungry. It was your world. You take. Just like, yes you do, and you make love just like. Yes you do, and you hate just like. But you break just like the world.
feathered airs, hot and dry. Two lanes waving in the rising sky. The stars are all that's keeping time for morning. And turn and look beside me, the sleeping light, baby. I haven't heard a word of them saying. The way you look tonight, fast asleep in the dashboard light while I can't sleep. And that's how I feel.
Take it from me. potentiality. This song is sing-alongable.
So your part goes like this.
What kind of beast comes slouching? What kind of beast comes slouching? What kind of beast comes slouching? Slouching toward Bethlehem. Say, what kind of beast comes slouching?
What kind of beast comes slouching?
dark you see, and it's a song about unearned advantage. Unearned advantage. Sometimes the advantage is earned, but it's not by the person who enjoys the advantage. I used to think of myself as kind of an outsider, and then over the years I realized I was probably born to most, if not to many, if not most of the major power groups in the world. We were born in the United States somewhere. Male, straight, and old. There's social problems, of course, but that's all right. That's not mentioned in the song so much. This one took about 50 years to write. It's called Ignorance and Privilege.
Like a beggar that I scam, one free and easy.
want to say hello, if you want us to sign things, we can sign things. We don't sign the body parts anymore.
I actually do.
Lucy does, but she's a doctor. Not so much for the rest of us. It's probably it's worked out better that way. But we'll be out there. We'll give you a little bit of. We'll come out there right away. We'll give you a little time in case you don't want to run into us. You don't figure everybody's done. Meet me. All right. So we'll be out there in a little while, and if you want to, you know, do things, say we'll be out there. Thank you so much for coming out to the Avalon Theater tonight. It's a beautiful place to play on a beautiful night, so thank you for coming indoors.
This is the cover song I chose for the CD. I've loved this song for so long. It means so much to me, to a lot of people. And it's a well-known song, but when we were talking about what cover songs to do, John actually suggested this one, and he said something like, in these troubled times, it might be nice to do a familiar song. Thank you.
Back to town. Come on, your porch, you're stepping. I explained that a little bit.